Welcome, welcome, welcome to a Black Mass podcast. The world is busy celebrating peace in the valley. Ukraine is giving up its minerals, being blackmailed out of their money for peace. And that's what happens when you lose the war. You're getting carved up in little pieces. Europe is taking the agricultural products. Russia's taking 25% of the land mass and the oil, rich oil reserves in that border their country. And Trump's there getting their minerals, $500 billion worth. But that's not ready for peace just yet. We'll have to wait and see how that works out. But the more important story that is not being factored into the markets and not being understood is Iran. Iran has rejected any direct peace talks on their nuclear program with America. Trump has started to ratchet up the sanctions on it. That has the ability to remove 3 million barrels a day of oil from the market that's not being calculated in the equation. As a footnote, peace in the valley with Ukraine and Russia will not bring any more oil to market, and the reason why is Russia's able to get around sanctions and ship all the oil it cares to. And it's at maximum capacity, and it's at the ceiling of its OPEC quota, which they're not going to violate. So the story of the day, the event that the market's not paying any attention to that was going to blindside this market and cause tremors and reverberations around the world is Iran and the fact that Iran is going full speed ahead for nuke because they regard a nuke in their little warehouse sitting there in a mushroom cloud above their test facilities and the world shaking on the Richter scale as they blast off their nuke weapons. That's kind of like the nuclear birthday party celebration they want to have. Now, Trump is hell-bent on stopping him in Israel, and that means we're headed for a collision course. We're headed for a direct attack on Iran's nuclear facilities and maybe even their oil with a combined action by both the United States and Israel. And guys, it's really close. So what you need to keep your eye on is forget the Ukraine sideshow. They lost the war. They're done. They're just arranging their terms of their surrender, and nothing to see here. Nothing big is going to happen either way. But Iran, that is the volcano that's getting ready to explode. The ground is already having the earth tremors. You're already seeing the vibrations. You're already seeing the movement. Iran is desperately trying to align itself with Russia and China against the United States. For what? Protection against a U.S. attack. Well, I'm not so sure how well that's going to go, but I'm going to tell you this. This is the single biggest event mankind is facing right now. The Hamas-Hezbollah war with Israel, that's winding down. They've pretty much lost. It's just a question of how it's sliced and diced, how many victory parties they have as they release their hostages into humiliating circumstances. But that's more, a little more than a publicity stunt and a dying organization's attempt to reassert itself. They've got no weapons. They've got no money. They've got no friends. They're going to get some aid trucks. They're going to get some concrete. They're going to get some bags of rice. But they're done. They're done for. They cannot stand up to the Israeli military, especially since Donald Trump gave Israel a green light to do whatever they want with them, and Israel's going to do a lot. So you need to switch your focus to Iran, the nuclear weapons program, and the imminent attack that's going to shake the oil markets. It's going to shake the economies of the world. It is the biggest threat mankind faces right now.
And I can't even close my eyes. My baby, and I can't be satisfied. I've looked all around me, and my baby, she can't be found. I've looked all around.